The Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse is set to begin early next month. Its scope is huge, but no doubt some guidance on how best to get to the truth comes from some overseas examples, particularly in Ireland, which has held four inquiries so far into child abuse. On the Law Report today, Damien Carrick looks at what some of those lessons are.
Judge Yvonne Murphy conducted two of the three major inquiries into the way the Catholic Church dealt with complaints of child sexual abuse by clergy. There was also the fourth major inquiry, the long-running nine-year Ryan Commission, which looked at all forms of abuse experienced by children in residential schools. Yvonne Murphy says that in the Ryan Commission, it was possible for survivors to tell their story confidentially without being challenged or questioned. Alternatively, they could also come forward and be tested on their evidence, and this information would be given greater weight in the final report.
They had what they regarded as a confidential committee, where somebody who felt they had been abused could come and give their story to the confidential committee, and it was uncontroverted, their story, but it was recorded for the purposes of the final report.
So you had these two streams, one where people would be investigated and there'd be some attempt to find out what actually took place and the allegations would be challenged, and the other stream where people could give their stories of abuse and not be challenged.
Exactly, exactly. And an important ingredient of that commission was that very early on in the commission's existence, the lawyers for the people who felt they had been abused felt that they could not advise their clients to give evidence before the commission unless there was a redress scheme in place. They felt that the people would be inhibited from giving their evidence, and the government set up completely independently a redress board, and its object was to provide compensation for people who felt they had been abused. Over 16,000 people applied for compensation and just over 14,000 have received compensation, and the average has been up to $80,000 Australian per victim survivor.
Here in Australia, there has been no announcement yet about any parallel monetary redress scheme which will run alongside the Royal Commission. At the end of the day, what do these commissions mean for survivors?
I believe one of the most important things that helps to move many of us towards whatever resolution or healing might be possible at the individual level is a simple and frank acknowledgement of the truth.
That's Colm O'Gorman, who survived child sexual abuse by a priest, and he's now a leading campaigner for the rights of survivors of child abuse.
So the truth is a really important first step that really begins to identify who was responsible, why the abuse happened in the first instance, and what changes need to happen at the level of law, policy and practice that can prevent abuse in the future. Those things, in my experience, have been very important for victims and survivors of abuse, who above all want to ensure that these kinds of growth failures can't happen again in the future.
Yvonne Murphy, what comes to mind to you when you hear about the dimensions of the Australian Royal Commission?
Terror, because it is a huge, huge job. There is no doubt about it. Australia is a vast country. It's going to cover the whole country, as far as I understand it. We obviously didn't cover anything like that. Our inquiry was simply into the Catholic Archdiocese of Dublin and the Diocese of Cloyne. So the people dealing with the Australian inquiry have a very big, big task ahead of them.
That's the Irish judge, Yvonne Murphy, and before her, leading Irish child rights campaigner, Colm O'Gorman, finishing that report from Damien Carrick. And you can hear more about the Irish inquiries into child sex abuse within the church. There's been four of them, and lessons they may hold for Australia, on the Law Report with Damien Carrick this afternoon at 5:30 p.m.